Republican Energy Gearing Up in New Hampshire to Create Conservative Change. By Wendell Hasebo on July 17, 2021. Manchester, New Hampshire. Republican Energy is gearing up in New Hampshire to create conservative change amid Democrat inflation and excessive spending. It's obvious the energy is spiking up in the county. Rockingham County Republican Committee Director Ravi Kumar told Breitbart News. All towns are border towns from here to the southern border, and we are working very hard to make it, New Hampshire, red. Former congressional opponent of Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, Matt Mowers told Breitbart News Friday. Let's focus on growing New Hampshire businesses, repairing our roads and bridges, and putting an end to the wasteful spending coming out of the swamp. Caroline Levitt, who has come back to her home state from Washington, D.C., to explore a run for Congress, also told Breitbart News Granite staters are looking for conservative change from uncontrolled spending and inflation stemming from Biden's policies. Levitt explained President Joe Biden's inflation and excess unemployment money has made it difficult for businesses to find workers. Hiring signs are everywhere, she said, referencing a local Wendy's posted sign offering $13.50 per hour. But employers can't find workers due to the states paying people more money than they would receive from a paycheck. On top of that, the business community is suffering from inflation because businesses are having a difficult time purchasing innovatory, she continued. Breitbart News reported Wednesday the producer price index rose 7.3% in June from 12 months earlier. The largest demand since 12-month data was first introduced in 2010. In comparison to May, the index rose 1%. On average during the pre-pandemic Trump administration, the index rose by around 0.2% per month. Matt Mayberry, a former U.S. congressional candidate for District 1, told Breitbart News businesses are also facing uncertainty from Democrats threatening to shut down the economy again due to coronavirus. It's a quiet anxiety, he said. People just want issues solved, and mask mandates, inflation, water pollution, and high taxes must be fixed. With the 2022 midterms approaching, New Hampshire Republicans will have another opportunity to oust New Hampshire House Democrats by running against Biden's unpopular infrastructure plan. Every dream the Democrats have is thrown into the infrastructure bill. It's like Christmas morning all over again, Ravi Kumar stated about the $3.50 Trojan horse infrastructure proposal. 90% of the infrastructure bill is pork, which will burden our children and future generations. On Friday, the union leader's editorial board slammed Representative Pappas over supporting the $760 billion publicly funded passenger trains to Boston as part of Democrats' infrastructure plan. With many roads and bridges in definite need of repair, wasting any of these dollars on heavily subsidized commuter rail offers a particularly lousy bang for the citizens' buck. The paper wrote about the proposed $760 billion publicly funded passenger train expenditure within the infrastructure package. Mowers also chimed in to criticize the Pappas Express as a financial boondoggle. At a time when Washington is spending money we don't have, businesses can't find staff to stay open and the long arm of Massachusetts is hitting Granite staters with an unjust income tax, he said. The Pappas Express would be a financial boondoggle and leave New Hampshire taxpayers on the hook for Washington's fiscal irresponsibility, while sending more of our much-needed workforce to Massachusetts.